Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for joining us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am hopefully going to be joined by Melissa K. any moment. Her internet went out, of course, which is a little funny considering what we were talking about last hour about computer problems and everything. It's a little ironic, isn't it? Come on, we can laugh at the irony while I'm frustrated that I can't have Melissa on the show with me. We will go ahead and get into a couple of things this hour. We have the five biggest nutrition myths according to a dietitian. We have that coming up. Got some That Ain't Right stories. Actually, a cute That Ain't Right story coming up, along with some local good stuff. And local good stories of the day we will be getting into. We kick off this hour like we do usually with some entertainment news. We're going to dive right into that. And you know what? As long as I'm waiting for my co-host to join me, feel free you can join me, 424-2600. And tell me, are you a fan of The Bachelor? Do you watch that show? I've seen like bits and pieces of it years ago, and I have not since. Don't know much about The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or any of this. So if you're up on this stuff and you want to call up, please feel free to. ABC has announced its first ever Golden Bachelor. His name is Gary Turner, and he's 71 years young. He's a retired restaurateur who lives on a lake in Indiana. He has two daughters and two granddaughters. He will try to find love among a group of women 65 and older. Turner was married to his high school sweetheart for 43 years, but she passed away in 2017. He says, quote, "For a while, it was like I was having a hard time figuring out if she would be okay. But we always told each other that when one of us goes, we want the other to be happy. She's up there rooting for me. She's saying, yeah, Gary, do this." So, you know, that's it. I think that's a very sweet thought. A premiere date for The Golden Bachelor has not been announced yet. Now, reality shows like this will probably not be affected by the actors and writers strike. They don't use really writers on reality shows. That being said, you are going to see some effects on your reality shows if you're a reality show lover, because I have some news for you. If you think that it's all live and unscripted television, you are very wrong. There is not one reality show that does not have some scripting to it, or does not have some fine editing or some placement for things to have happen and that sort of stuff. And I think 99% of you out there know that and get that. But just in case you didn't know, yeah, this is going to affect them too as well. The production companies are telling you it won't, but it does. And it'll be interesting to see. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm wishing, I don't really care about these shows. If people were genuinely going for love, you know, and you don't know what's in another person's heart, but they kind of let you know by the way they handle themselves on these shows or the way they handle themselves after the show. To me, that tells you right there they're not really looking for love. But if they are, you know, more power to them. And in this case, I'm rooting for Gary. I have a feeling that this 71-year-old man is not looking for his 5 seconds of fame. He's not looking to be the next influencer. He may genuinely be looking for love. I wish him well with that, and hopefully it happens. We touched on this story over on our sister station during the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. Join us over there in Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We were talking about this, and I just thought it was noteworthy enough to bring over here. Dolly Parton has no plans to retire. In fact, I'm going to let her tell you what she's thinking when it comes to this.
Now, I'm not one to sit around doing nothing. I would never retire. I'll just hopefully drop dead in the middle of a song on stage someday, and hopefully when I've written. Of course, we don't have much of a choice in that, but as long as I'm able to work, as long as my health is good and my husband is good, I mean, the only way that I would ever slow down or stop would be for that reason. But in the meantime, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines.
I love that line. God, I love that line. I just love her voice. I wish her well with this. I don't think any of us want to even think about Dolly, you know, going. But if it's got to happen, on stage is a beautiful thought. I think a lot of us would love, if we got to choose how we go, doing something we love to do. But I can't imagine what those fans, that ain't, being a fan at the Dolly concert where she were to, I don't think that's something any of us would want to be at. Or would you? I guess, I don't know, in a morbid way. Not me. No, that I would love to see that woman in concert, but not like that. No. 424-2600. That is a phone number. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. As we're wrapping up our entertainment section, I did want to touch on a couple of local things that we have going on here, like the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. This is going on throughout the whole state. We understand here at Civic Media that there has been a shortage, and there was a shortage before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and certainly after. This is a situation we have been in, and we are calling on all heroes. All of you out there that can donate, that are able-bodied and able to, we appreciate you donating, and we want you to take a picture when you do it. Take a selfie when you do it, and wherever you're posting on social media, I'm not hip enough to know all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Google Gack? I don't know. Is that one? Let me see here. Google Gack. Yeah, it is. Okay. So that one, too. All of them. Go ahead and post your selfie taking your blood donation and use the hashtag Civic Pints. When you do that, you're going to get in the running for brewer tickets, state fair tickets, Civic Media swag. And if you also include the hashtag WFHR or WIRI or both of them, you'll win free rafter tickets. You just instantly win those rafter tickets, just like that. That's how much we want you. We want to incentivize you to donate. We greatly appreciate you doing this. Now until July 31st, you donate, get your name in there, add the hashtag Civic Pints, and you'll be in the running for all this great stuff. You can also just cut out the middleman and go right to civicmedia.us/giveblood and donate. You can upload your picture right from there. Thank you to everybody that has already participated in this and everybody that's going to. We really, really appreciate you doing it. Wanted to touch on this, and I know we usually save this for our good stories of the day, but, you know, it's entertainment, and I wanted to mention it. It's the Wisconsin Rapid City Band. Yeah. They perform most every Tuesday throughout the summer, and they are back at it again tonight over at beautiful Robinson Park. Join them at 7:30 for an evening of great music, fun, ice cream. Bring the whole family to Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. There is a play area for the children, and you can see it right from right from where you're sitting, so you'll be able to check them out.
Did you say ice cream?
I did, and I knew that bring you back. I knew that if there was one way to get you back, Melissa, I was hoping it was either ice cream or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just telling everybody about the Wisconsin Rapid City Band that's going to be performing tonight at 7:30 over at Robinson Park.
Awesome.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. And, of course, Rafter Baseball back on your radio dial tonight. The Rafters had that long day off yesterday. Mm-hmm. I hope they enjoyed and got some sleep.
Yeah.
We encourage you to get to Witter Field tonight for the game. The Rafters are hosting the Madison Mallards. 5:50, our pregame will start. And special night at the ballpark, it's Wisconsin Rapids Visitors Bureau presenting Wisconsin Sports Night.
Ooh, all right.
Come out and talk to all the local sports organizations in our area. They may even have some giveaways. You never know. Find out.
Yeah.
Get on over there. and keep in mind, this Thursday is Faye Printing a baseball card set giveaway.
Okay.
That is usually the game my dad makes me. I want to go to these games, but he wants me to go to that game just to get the baseball cards.
Just to get the baseball cards. That's right. He's quite the collector. Mm-hmm.
And Friday is fireworks at the ballpark. Keep that in mind. Not only everybody going to the game, but everybody that lives around the area. Want to keep that in mind and spread the word about that. You can catch every hit, every win of Rafter Baseball right here at WFHR and get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Go on over there and get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Melissa, I was talking to the audience about the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
Just to rewind for a second because...
Oh, is that the senior dating reality show?
If I'm being honest with the audience, part of the reason I had this put aside was just to get your take on it. And then I lose you on the internet stuff. Oh. So I don't mean to rewind on everybody, but I think you usually... So to give you just a cliff notes of this, they have announced the new Golden Bachelor. It is a guy named Gary Turner. He is 71 years old. He is a retired restaurateur. He lives on a lake.
Handsome looking man.
Yeah, he lives on a lake in Indiana. He's a widow. He was married for 43 years to his high school sweetheart. She passed away in 2017. And his quote, she's up there rooting for me, saying, yeah, Gary, do this. Because they always encourage each other to find love if one of them passed away.
Mm, wow.
So
that's a sweet story. Yeah. And, I did catch, because I had my streaming on through my data. Oh, I did catch what you were saying a little bit with, you think that this could be a real love. And I think that you're right. More so with someone at the age of 71 doing this on reality TV than people in their 20s.
I actually think this is the way this should have always been done.
Yeah. Well, because people at that age have experienced, you know, he experienced love.
Yeah.
And was, you know, had a lifelong partner. And now he's looking for options.
Yeah.
Which are hard to find when you're a senior and living in your area. Where do you go to meet people?
I had a student who lives in downtown Chicago tell me, and she's in her, mid-20s, mm-hmm. tell me yesterday, there's just nowhere to meet people. In downtown Chicago, she's saying
that. Chicago.
Let alone if you're in that, so you're in at that age range and it's difficult. Mm-hmm. You're younger than that, it's tough. You're older than that, it's tough.
There's no easy way.
Yeah. I just have a really hard time believing that Gary has waited his whole life to become an influencer. And that's why he's doing this,
right.
You know?
Just so he could go on reality TV?
Yeah,
not likely.
Yeah. I feel like they not only this is the way they should have been doing it, but they should just do it like this going forward. Of course, I don't know if they are going to get the drama that they love from these shows, because I don't know anybody that watches these shows thinking, well, I'm going to see somebody fall in love. No, you're waiting for the crash. You're waiting for
for the cat fights,
yes,
and the arguments,
yes,
and the, you know, people getting jealous.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I hope that this works out well. I hope that I wish them well with this. But yeah.
To be fair, though, James, I think they might still get that with seniors.
Yeah,
because we're all just human.
Now, here's the thing, though, and you can go ahead and call me a hypocrite for this one, because you're not wrong, probably. But when it comes to seniors having catfights, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a little of that. I'm not going to watch an episode, but I'd see the highlights. I'll go ahead and watch the highlights of something like that.
Well, they have so much more life experience to draw on as fodder for these fights. I could be highly entertaining.
Yeah, I got a feeling on that one. That might be pretty interesting. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have the 5 biggest nutrition myths according to a dietitian.
All right, I'll try to be here for it.
It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Got some good stuff coming up for you in the hour. Melissa's news is right around the corner. Some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day. Right now, let's talk diets.
All right.
A dietitian just wrote an article about nutrition myths. She says it seems like the advice is always changing and it's hard to know what to believe. So she came up with a list of the top 5 nutrition myths she sees way too much.
Okay.
Number 1. Eating healthy is expensive. It can be if you lean on trendy smoothies and protein powders too much, but you don't really need that stuff. In general, just eat more fruits and vegetables. Frozen is cheaper than fresh, but just as good. A lot of us also eat too much in general, and one thing that is expensive is junk food, like Doritos and cookies and stuff. So eating healthy can actually save you money.
Yes, again.
It's actually the opposite of what we think. Now, of course, if all you do is shop at Whole Foods, yeah, you're going to go broke. You're going to some of those bigger places that talk about health food. Oh, their whole store has nothing but health foods, but you can't walk in there and not mortgage your house. So, you know,
right.
I think that's where a lot of that myth comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But go to a farmer's market and you're going to find great prices, you know?
Yeah.
Low-fat and fat-free options are better.
Yeah, that's a myth.
Fat makes you feel full longer, so avoiding it can backfire and you just end up eating more. Also, low-fat stuff doesn't taste as good, so food companies compensate by adding more sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Because sugar's great. But it's also...
Yeah, but not great for you.
But not great for you, yes.
Mm-hmm.
egg whites are healthier. Not necessarily. They do have less fat and fewer calories, but the yolks have a ton of vitamins and minerals that egg whites don't have.
Yeah, it's wrong to just focus on the fat and calories.
I'm seeing that as a theme here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's one best diet everyone should follow.
follow your blood type diet. Mm.
Like DASH or the Mediterranean diet. If those work for you, great. But in general, these are the things everyone agrees on. Fiber is good. Added sugar is bad.
Yep.
So are trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
Supplements can't replace real food.
True.
And keep an eye on your calories.
Mm, yep.
Interesting list already. We got one more on here, but I want to take some time with just digest what. I didn't mean it like that, but I do. I want to dissect this a little bit because all of these are great, but I feel like they're in one ear out the other. Like because where this all began, where we hear so much, this goes back to we're kids and eggs are bad. 2 weeks later, eggs are good.
Eggs are good.
You know?
Yep. There's so much information out there and you feel bombarded by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just trying to maintain a healthy weight and be active and balance your diet along with a busy lifestyle are really difficult. It's hard. It takes a lot of energy and attention. So if somebody tells you, well, just follow this diet and you'll be fine. It's really easy to go, okay, sure, I can do this. You're telling me exactly what to do and then I'll be great. But they're not always the right way to go for your body.
Right. I think that what works for one may not work for another. And you have to, you know, find the things that pick and choose. Like for me, with acting, I was told my whole life, well, you're either this style of actor or you're this style of actor. And as I started going to school and taking classes and learning more and more about techniques and the work, I was like, no, I like this from this one and this from this one and mm-hmm. a little bit of this from that one. And now
don't want to be pigeonholed into one thing.
Yeah. And I found it has worked well for me. I know many actors nowadays that do a very similar thing. I think you could do that with dieting to a degree. You can take, well, this is working for me, that is working for me. I think one of the biggest things that's on here that isn't said is that not that dieting is easy. I don't think anybody thinks that necessarily, but that you just decide to diet and boom, it works. You know, it's like doing anything. It takes time and patience from you and from the people that love you and that are rooting for you in your corner, giving yourself. It's a fine line. You want to put your foot down with yourself on some stuff. You have to, otherwise you never will. But mm-hmm. you also have to give yourself some grace that none of this stuff happens overnight.
Correct. And every day is a clean slate. You can always start over.
I think we oftentimes also can get caught up in celebrities and what works for them and why isn't this working for
us. Take this supplement. It worked for, you know, Ellen DeGeneres. She lost 57. Oh, wait, we don't want to talk about her. It worked for her. but exactly that. It doesn't. Everybody is different, and you got to find what works for your lifestyle. And that's kind of a key word there, too, James. Dieting doesn't work. Lifestyle changes do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. The final one on here, salt is bad for you. It gets a bad rap because too much of it is bad, and America tend to overdo it. But salt is also essential. It's what electrolytes are.
Mm-hmm.
Current guidelines. Sorry, Melissa, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a balance that we need.
Yeah. Current guidelines say don't exceed 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day, and the average American eats more than 3,400 thanks to processed foods. So most of us do need to cut down.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. If you eat more whole foods, not the grocery store, but actual, like, you know, fruits and vegetables, your salt intake is going to automatically go down by cutting out processed foods or cutting down on processed foods.
And I think that here is some encouragement for people. In 1 hour of exercise, your body can lose 500 to 1,200 milligrams. So if you eat healthy and work out a lot, you might need to make sure you're getting enough of it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and you can get it through like Gatorade or drinking, you know, drinks with electrolytes in them, mm-hmm. which helps replace those salts and that you're losing because of sweat.
So I think that there's some grace in that in itself, that it doesn't, you don't have to be, you know, working out like The Rock to get the figure you want or to get the body that you're looking for and everything. It doesn't take a lot of energy. It doesn't take a lot of time or exercise to be able to knock down some of these calories, some of this.
Sometimes it takes more mental energy to make yourself do it than actually doing it. That's what I've found anyway.
And I think that goes hand in hand with the giving yourself grace and, mm-hmm. and the people in your life having a good support system that also gives you grace with these things.
And helps build you up.
Yeah. Nobody If you would think we learned this from the military, but nobody has ever been that encouraged to do something by being talked down to or being threatened or anything like that. There's a difference of just using kid gloves and being a jerk.
Or a bully.
Yeah, yeah. You can be, you can put your foot down. You can be strong with somebody with good tone, with good
positive reinforcement,
with good tact. And I'm not saying everybody, we got to treat everybody with kid gloves or something like that. I'm saying the opposite, because kid gloves are no better. Who wants to be talked? Being talked down to can have two different tones: the critiquing you tone and the it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Nobody wants that. 5-year-olds don't even want that. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about just some the balance, again, Melissa's word, the balance of good tone and good feedback.
Mm-hmm. And positivity.
I don't think you also throw science out the window just because of what we were saying earlier. Well, eggs are good. Eggs are bad. Eggs are good again. if you understand science, if you understand you already knew that was going to happen.
Well, and some of these things, too, you have to look at the source. You have to look where you're getting this information from, because they may have an agenda in telling you that eggs are bad. Mm-hmm. What products are they selling? Are they egg replacement products? Well, then, yeah, they're going to tell you that, chicken eggs are bad. Buy our product. You will be healthier.
I don't know if this has happened to anybody else, but I get these cows telling me all the time to eat more chicken. and I feel like they're biased. I feel like there is some bias in there. I don't want to
save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I like cows. I don't want to not listen to and believe cows, but it does feel a little biased. Does feel a little,
bit their own interests.
We're gonna take a break, but Melissa's got a great point there. Always look at where the data is coming from. Follow the paper trail.
Yep.
We're going to get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back with some more fun stuff for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream. Oh, Lord, dear.
Alison Krauss. My God, I could listen to her all day. Mm. Oh, what a voice. What a, just a beautiful. Her voice feels like it floats through the sound in general. That's so nice. Such a beautiful voice. We have a fun thing we're going to start doing here at the morning show. We, for a long time, really since I've been running the show in the 5-7 years, whatever it's been, we have done That Ain't Right stories, something Carl and I came up with. But I'm usually telling you this is a That Ain't Right story. And then I tell you, you can go ahead and, use the morning show play at home version and decide for yourself it is. Well, now I'm calling on you two. When we do these That Ain't Right stories, I want to hear from you. I want you guys to vote on these. Call up 424-2600 and let us know. Is it a That Ain't Right story? Is it not a That Ain't Right story?
And I think, what do you think of it?
Yeah, let us know what you think. 424-2600. Join the show. I think this is a good first one to do for this and a good example of this, Melissa.
Okay.
Do you ever park in a red zone just for a minute? Because what are the odds of a cop driving by? And then, of course, the police officer shows up and gives you a ticket like he should. A company called Hayden AI has a new camera system that lets city buses scan for illegally parked cars and write instant tickets.
Ooh.
Buses in New York started getting them last year. D.C. is getting them, too. And Santa Monica, California just finished a test run. Each bus has an AI camera that scans the road and reads license plates. If you're parked illegally, it documents it. Then you get a ticket in the mail. For now, they're using it for people who park or drive illegally in bus lanes. The point is to avoid delays and make sure buses can make all their stops. But eventually, they could be used to hand out other types of tickets, too. It also generates revenue. Santa Monica didn't find people during their test run, but the AI spotted 511 violations in 45 days, and each ticket would have been $293 each.
Oof-ta.
So that's a lot of economic impact that these things make.
Mm-hmm.
So my that ain't right part of this story is more of a concern and a bit of a looking ahead thing. It's not so much about, you know, getting a ticket from a bus. Like, you know, I'm not going to feel bad for people that do things illegally. OK, that's not something I'm about to do. But I do worry a little bit about the idea of taking work from our officers. I know that this is a big concern when it comes to self-checkout. We worry about that with that. I'm making a reach here, I admit. And I say this all the time, where whenever it's Sheriff Becker joining us or others, we have put way too much on our police officers and many, many things on our police officers that they didn't sign up for that should not be a part of their job. So mm-hmm. the idea of taking something off their plate seems like a pretty good idea. But at the same time, I don't think I don't want to start slipping down a slippery slope, essentially, with that.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that.
I'm only bringing it up as a concern. I'm not saying that mm-hmm. I think that it's actually something we got to sit up at night worrying about. But it does. I mean, I don't know. There's something in the back of my mind that's clicking with this, and I don't like. That's for sure.
Well, I'll take the other side of this because we actually have a local happening that some of our local citizens said, "Hey, why can't?" So here's the thing. There's a traffic trailer parked on Dewey Street right now over by the hospital. And it's there to help to let people know, hey, this is your speed.
Yeah.
A couple of citizens remarked, well, why can't that issue tickets? You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do double duty while you're sitting there. Yeah. And I just wonder, I couldn't help but think, you know, because I've seen those now and then, and I do always check my speed then. When it's telling me, I actually mostly use it to see, okay, is what my car telling me the same as what that's telling me?
Yeah.
But it's a good self-check and a good reminder to be safe and to be watching your speed. Now, if those things did actually issue tickets, would we have more compliance? I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know that it would take away from the work that the officers have to do, but it would be an assist.
And that's... That to me, that sounds great. An assist sounds great. I like that. And I, again, don't think that we're, you know, 2 days away from this happening where we're going to have robots as police officers or something.
No.
I maybe it's a bit of concern. You know, what it is maybe is just all this AI talk. And it's actually had an impact on me that I didn't even realize or something. And now I'm just, you know, a little bit, I have my guard up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of a concern. And then there's also we don't want to live in an authoritarian type of society.
Right.
Where, you know, I mean, if we choose to break the rules, there should be consequences.
Yeah.
But should there always be consequences?
Well, and...
Every time you step off the line, you know, every time you jaywalk across the street, should you get a ticket? Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's an angle on this I'm not seeing, too. Like, there's something that I just haven't, like, it'll come to me, like, in 2 minutes. Like, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. 424-2600. If it's in your head out there, go ahead and let us know. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Well, with the bus aspect of this, I mean, that has a greater... Or a different impact, we'll say, than, say, a speed trailer. Because the bus, people rely on that bus to get to work. Mm-hmm. And if they don't make the connection in time, that person is late from work, that causes them to lose money. They maybe can't pay their rent that month. That takes them one step closer to being homeless. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a pretty big impact for people, you know, prohibiting that bus from making its run on time.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see where this develops. See, mm-hmm. See where it goes, that's for sure. We will take a quick commercial break. We will come back with a That Ain't Right story that is maybe our cutest That Ain't Right story ever.
Okay.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
In the 80s.
In the 80s, all right. Only the 80s you could have a number one hit with this song. I genuinely think any other decade that song comes out and nobody hears from it again.
I don't know. It's catchy.
Yeah, it's only the 80s, I think. It's only the 80s. let's get into this this story right here. Some people struggle to battle neighborhood cockroaches, and for others, it might be rats or mice or ticks, even stray cats. But for one place, they are now dealing with an infestation of cute bunnies. Dun, dun, dun! A community in Fort Lauderdale area of Florida has around 100 domestic rabbits on the loose.
Ooh.
And they have overrun the streets and people's properties.
Yeah.
They just keep asking everybody, what up, Doc? They're driving people crazy.
Got a carrot?
2 years ago, there was a hobby breeder living in the area. And when she moved, she just left her rabbits in the street.
Oh, no.
That's a horrible human being.
That is not okay.
That is a horrible human being. I know I don't know this person, and I probably shouldn't say that, but that is horrible. You ain't right. You ain't right, that person. They since multiplied, because that's what rabbits do, and the residents have been struggling to get the problem under control ever since.
Mm.
A lot of rabbits have been captured and rescued, and a lot of them have been found dead along the streets. But the numbers are steadily increasing because they keep having babies.
Well, yeah, that's what they do.
So the locals say they are trying to raise some money to have professionals come and rescue them. But some residents are so fed up with the nuisance and the property damage, they're willing to pay a fraction of that just to hire somebody to come and trap them.
Right. Yeah.
But with
just exterminate them.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I mean, I I'm not a PETA person or anything like this, and I'm not going to put animals above human beings, but it ain't their fault.
No.
Like, why? They're going to get exterminated because of this knucklehead lady that left them just on in the street. So then a bunch of animals die for what reason? Because of us humans? That does not feel right to me. There's something wrong. And I don't know. I don't get that. That ain't right. But it ain't the bunny's fault. So they, to me, are not that ain't right part of this story. Now, again, you can chime in if you think they are, 424-2600. Mm-hmm. But I think it's this lady, this unnamed lady who is. And we just had a hoarding case here. A couple of years ago, we had a hoarding case here in Wisconsin, in central Wisconsin, that was very devastating for these animals. Well, this same person just got in trouble for it again. The laws are not there to balance out the way we treat animals. Somebody hurts an animal or does something like this, and they get 2 weeks slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist,
and that kind of thing.
And then they're left free to do it again.
I'm not saying that you throw them in jail for life, but there's got to be a better balance here. We've finally, and we still got work to do, but we're finally getting there with sex crimes, where it used to be, some of these things, and you get a slap on the wrist. Now that has gotten better. We need to do the same thing with animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know what the right answer is for it, too, because when you have wildlife encroaching in a populated area, I mean, we see this with deer in Wisconsin, where sometimes we have to cull deer within city limits just for the safety of drivers and pedestrians and people. And also, for, you know, it's not good for the wildlife either to be living in that situation. So there's, I don't know. A lot of times for me, James, I come back to, well, we are the stewards of this planet and we need to manage it in a way that works best for everyone.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do.
I need a palate cleanser. Let's get some local good stuff going on. And I want to start with Hoozles. Hoozles at the Lakes. And Hoozles Rise to Music. Mm-hmm. It's the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music competition being hosted Thursday, July 27th at 5:30. This year, six contestants are competing for the title of Hoozles Rise to Music Champion 2023.
Awesome.
This year, a little bit different. The eight-week competition is brought down to a one-night winner-take-all event.
So you don't want to miss this one night on the 27th.
The fans help determine the winner using the website VoteFox. The audience, along with our great friend and our celebrity guest judge, Derek Jones, going to be down there. Shout out to Derek. To crown our champion. The musician with the most votes at the end of the night will be crowned the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Champion. And receive
That's awesome.
They're going to get $1,000. radio Ooh. Interviews on the Civic Media Radio Networks,
yep.
studio recording time, and a year paid residency at Hoozles at the Lakes.
What more could a musician want?
The runner-up will receive $250 in a radio interview on WFHR right here.
Nice.
Lastly, the third runner-up will also receive $100 as well as a radio interview here, and the top three musicians will be invited to perform the national anthem at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball game at this year's competition, proudly sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, and Rome Outdoors, along with our sister station, WIRI 105.5.
Woohoo! That's awesome.
We're so excited about this event. We want you to bookmark it, lock it in on your calendar. You have plans that Thursday. We are going to meet you at Hoozles for this.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there broadcasting live and direct. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait. And I do want to send a note to, or let everybody get a tease here. The winner is going to join us on WFHR during our morning show, of course. And all of the, as many of these guests as we can get, we're going to get on Director's Cut.
Awesome. We're That's great.
Give a lot of these local artists a chance to be featured and have some ears brought to their music.
Yeah, hear their story, why they got into music, and what they want to do with their career.
Find out more by going to hoozlesatthelakes.com. That's hoozlesatthelakes.com. Be sure to follow their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up with all this. Big shout out to our former teammate, Steph Schmidt, and of course our friends at Hoozles, and all of these amazing sponsors for being a part of this.
And, you know, you got over a week before the event happens. You might want to visit Hoozles ahead of time just so that you can get more than one thing off their menu, because their menu is great.
She's got a great point, everybody. Listen to her. She's telling you the truth right here.
Because the next time you go back, you're going to want to get something else. So, and you want to know what you want to order ahead of time for next Thursday.
That's a great point. And a big thank you to all these musicians that are a part of this event. We appreciate them.
Yeah.
Speaking of great musicians, we have some great local musicians in our Wisconsin Rapid City Band. They are performing tonight at 7:30 at Robinson Park. Join them for a great summer concert every Tuesday. They got another event on July 25th, and then August 1st, they wrap up their season.
Oh, wow. Only three left.
Yeah. Join them for fun, music, and ice cream. Bring the whole family. Robinson Park is waiting for you, and go ahead and support that.
And there's a place for the kids to play, so you can have the best of both worlds. Great music, and your kids are entertained.
Melissa and I have been encouraging you for the last week or two to be a part of the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. We're calling on all heroes to help with this blood shortage that is going on, and we're incentivizing you to do this. Now until July 31st, you take a selfie of you donating, use the hashtag CivicPints, and you'll get in the running to win some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Straight from Civic Media. You'll get entered for Brewers tickets, State Fair tickets, Civic Media swag, which, you know, I hope we get some of that too, James.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I don't have anything with Civic Media on it yet.
Need more shirts. Need more.
But you can do this today in Wisconsin Rapids at the former East Junior High School Music Room. They open in about 7 minutes. From 10 to 3 today, they are taking blood donations. You can make an appointment. Here's the number. 866-566-5900, or you can also walk in and see if you can get an appointment right then.
So right there, you can go ahead and take that selfie and upload it on any social media apps. Just use the hashtag Civic Pints. And if you're doing this local, be sure you use the hashtag WFHR or WIRI, and you win rafter tickets instantly.
Rafters, baby!
You can even cut out the middleman and go right to our website. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, and you can upload it right there.
Yeah, you can fill out the form right there. If you don't necessarily want to put it out on social media, you can just do it right through our website, and we will enter you for any of these drawings. But if you want Rafters tickets, you get those automatically.
Yep, that's how you do. And we, of course, appreciate everybody that has already donated and is going to be donating. Thank you so much to everybody out
there.
You are
a hero.
That. Yeah. And finally, locally, I did want to mention that the Summer Free Meals for Kids event is still going on. Now until July 20th, you can get breakfast at Lincoln High School here in Wisconsin Rapids. That's 7:30 to 8:30. And at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, now until July 28th, 8 to 8:30. Lunch is available at Mead Park for now until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30. And at Witter Park, now until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30. Big thank you to everybody that helps out with this. If you have more if you have questions or want to find out more, you can go to schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net. And wanted to mention some other world good stories of the day. Got a handful of these out there wanted to touch on. A flight attendant for Southwest found out a six-year-old Make-A-Wish kid was on a flight and brought her up for the to the front of the plane to announce she'd beaten cancer. The whole plane applauded, and I'm going to go ahead and play this for you right now.
We have a very, very special guest on board here today that we wanted to recognize. This is Miss Jessa, and Miss Jessa is on her way home from her Make-A-Wish Foundation trip. And she, are y'all ready for this, has just beaten cancer and is now cancer-free. How do you like that?
That is pretty cool. That is a pretty cool story, and I appreciate whoever uploaded that and was able to share it for us. Thank you for that. We lost Melissa. We lost Melissa. In the last 5 minutes, we lost her. Oh, well. We'll keep moving. But we do wish her a good day. Have a great day, Melissa, if you can hear us. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. Hundreds of golden retrievers got to hang out at an event in Scotland last week. It was to celebrate the breed's 155th anniversary. The first three golden retrievers were born in Scotland in 1868. There are some wild videos and photos of that. Encourage everybody to go ahead and check that out that is making the rounds. And I don't know. Did anybody else know that golden retrievers came from Scotland? I didn't
know that.
I didn't know. Wow. There's a Melissa. I didn't.
Hi. Sorry about that. My internet's spotty today. I think they're doing some work in town.
It literally could, because I obviously have my headphones in and everything, you came in and I thought you were over my shoulder for a second there. That was awesome. That was yeah, I didn't know that about golden retrievers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. We had one when I was a kid.
Good
Prince.
Good. Oh, great name, too. Mm-hmm. That's a good name. In other dog news, a racetrack near L.A. just held its 26th annual Wiener Dog Races on Saturday.
Wiener dogs.
The fastest dog this year was a Dachshund hound named Beanie Von Weenie. Oh.
That's so perfect.
He won himself a new doghouse, and his owner's got $1,000.
Hey, that's not too bad.
That's a pretty sweet deal right there, getting yourself a new house and $1,000 just for winning the race.
Perfect.
Nice job, Beanie Von Weenie. Nice job.
Yes. I don't think you can shorten that name, though. No. It's got to be Beanie Von Weenie every time you talk to him.
I just imagine, though, that dog getting lost in the neighborhood. And then, Beanie Von Weenie! Beanie Von Weenie! Just you know, grown adults walking the streets shouting, mm-hmm. Beanie Von Weenie.
I love it.
I think more people should have fun with dog names. Just strictly for this scenario, when your dog goes missing and you have to shout at the top of your lungs, you know, Doge or cat. You're looking for a cat? No, a dog. I named my dog cat. I know it was stupid. I don't know what I was thinking. Can you help me find a cat? Cat! Then isn't that good? My God. A 51-year-old guy from Australia is doing well after being lost at sea for 2 months.
Ooh.
He left Mexico in April, and his boat got damaged in a storm. No one was with him except his dog, and the dog made it, too.
Awesome.
He had some fishing gear and says they both survived on raw fish and rainwater.
Man. Wow. That would be something.
That feels like it's going to get turned into a movie.
Probably.
It really does. It really feels like that's that's such a great story. That's so good to hear.
Yeah. Glad they made it.
I wanted to wrap up with a quote from Hunter S. Thompson that I thought is very noteworthy and a beautiful one in itself. All my life, my heart has sought a thing I cannot name. I think that's a really nice line. I think that's a very good line. I think, and I love the ability to interpret it any way you like.
Yeah, because you totally can.
Melissa, great show. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, James. Thanks for putting up with my spotty in and outness here.
Oh, you're worth it. You're worth it. It's all right.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Everybody, join us from 3 to 4 today. We're going to have a great Midday Magazine. Emily Stevie and some friends going to join us from the Boys and Girls Club. And in part 2, Terry Johns from the United Way. All coming up for you right here at...